772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Come on, Jeremiah. See, God has said it. God has spoken it over you. It's your destiny. It belongs to you. It's who you are. But have you said it? See, we're in an image. Being born again, we are redeemed. We are in an image and likeness of God. We are a new creation. But how much of that proceeds out of your mouth? How much of your boast is really in the Lord? See, God is looking for stuff that he can fulfill in the earth that comes through man. Just wanted to point that concept. The word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. And so what happens when Jeremiah speaks it, God begins to stir up some stuff. Come on, he stirred up the spirit of Cyrus. Come on, when you stop talking, let me say it, po mouth. When you stop talking negative, when you stop allowing corrupt communication to come out of your mouth and you start speaking your future, you start speaking the word of God, what God says about you. Like we just said, if God be for you, who can be against you? Why are you all worried about tomorrow and what you're going to face this week on the job? If God is for you, who can be against you? An indication that you are trusting that is that you have peace. Come on, it's an indication that you have peace. There's peace in your mind. You're not worried about it. You're not troubled about how this is going to work tomorrow. No, God is sovereign. Amen. He's in control of tomorrow. So when Jeremiah spoke it out, it was released. If Jeremiah didn't speak it, somebody was going to speak it. God was going to find him a vessel. When Jeremiah spoke it out, God began to stir up the spirit of Cyrus. See, it had been written years, 150 years before, about Cyrus. God had already spoken it in his word. But someone had to speak it out. Are you with me?
Amen.
Very, very important. So God began to stir. See, sometimes you need to stir up a situation. Amen. Instead of the enemy getting you depressed and oppressed and harassed and all sad and gloomy and down. Look at somebody and tell them, shake yourself. From the dust. Don't sit there and die. Amen. Jeremiah began to speak God's word and God began to stir stuff. See, your blessing ain't as far off as you think it is. It's right there. If you just start saying something, opening your big mouth and start decreeing the word, proclaiming the word, saying what the word says about your future, about your children. Amen. If you're a tither, you ought to expect to be blessed. If you're a generous giver, you ought to expect to be blessed. Amen. If you pray, you ought to expect God to answer the prayers. If you walk upright, you ought to expect God to fight your battles. You ought to expect to be more than a conqueror. You ought to live like it. You ought to square your shoulders. You ought to have a mindset. God needs you in this planet. He needs your testimony. We are the sowers that sowed the seed. The seed, the life is in the seed. It will bring forth, it will produce after its own kind. Amen. God created everything like that to produce after its own kind. Go with me to Job chapter 22, the book of Job. Let's start at verse 21. Before we start there, I want to give you some definitions. The word proclaim, a proclamation or to proclaim is a public official announcement. Stop being a secret agent Christian. Maxwell Smart, 007, you undercover. No, it's time to proclaim some things. Be afraid of how people are going to treat you. If God be for you, who can be against you? A proclamation is a public official announcement to indicate. It means to indicate or make known openly. To indicate or make known openly. The word decree, a formal and authoritative order. A formal and authoritative order having the force of a law. Having the force of a law. A decree, let me just add this to it, is one of the eternal purposes of God by which events are foreordained. A decree is one of the eternal purposes of God by which events are foreordained. See, all of us have destiny. There's a purpose for each one of us. Now, what's sad and what's frightening to me is that if I don't do it, if I'm not willing, God's going to find somebody that's willing. If I don't fulfill my purpose, guess what? God may fulfill it in the next generation or the next generation. Remember, Israel came out of Egypt, and the purpose was for God to take that generation into a promised land. But they struggled with unbelief. They struggled with disobedience. They struggled with each other. They struggled with their flesh until God got fed up. They died in the wilderness. He raised up another generation, and they were the ones that went in. But the original ones that God called out never made it. So don't think it's just a given. Amen. I said, don't think it's a given. The very ones that told Moses, you brought us out here in this wilderness for us and our children to die. Those are the very ones that died, and their children went in. Everyone 20 years old and under went in. So I don't know what that does to you, but to me, that puts a reverential fear. See, this is not a given. There is something required of us. Tell somebody beside you, God requires something of you. And that is obedience. He's not a hard taskmaster. He gives us grace. You know, I'd much rather miss the bullseye shooting at it than miss it by not shooting. Amen. And I believe God would much rather you shoot at it. You're not all the time, because God is a God of grace, but our efforts are his instruments. Listen, nothing from nothing is going to leave you with nothing. That's why the word of the Lord, when spoken by Jeremiah, was fulfilled. Had Jeremiah not spoken to somebody, God was going to find a vessel. Had Abraham not offered Isaac, God was going to find him a vessel. If you step away from your calling and your appointment and your destiny and your primary assignment, God's going to find somebody to fill that assignment. Amen. So it's important that we align ourselves. Amen. I love the story of David when he fought Goliath. We all love that story. But I'm convinced of this. That stone that David threw was following his confession. Amen. How often is our confession, well, I really don't know. You know, I'm hoping. You know, I'm believing for it, but you know, I really don't know. If that's your confession, where's that stone going to hit? Probably hit you. Knock you out. But David... Goliath had put the whole army under curse. They were in fear. He had hypnotized, had mesmerized them, and Saul, Abner, Joab, all these mighty men were afraid. But when David came and he went to throw curses at David, David threw them right back at him and said, "This day I'm going to have your head." What? That stone followed the confession. I wonder which direction is your stone headed in? To defeat your Goliath. Amen. Tell somebody, say what you mean. And mean what you say. Give God something to back you up with. Give God something to have to show up on you with. Hey, you questioning and afraid and scared to move and do. What does God have to work with? Amen. Well, when you make some bold moves in the name of the Lord, I mean in accordance with his word. He is faithful to back up his word. He is faithful to see that his word will come to pass. Hello? Come on, there's been a shift. I'm going to show you there's been a shift. It started like on a Wednesday night, but it don't stop on a Wednesday night. You know, it's not you hit a gear and okay, it's over. No. You enter into another dimension now. And there's a process with it. It may take some years, but you're going to begin to see that things are shifting. Things are changing. Things are getting better for me. Amen. I'm coming out of a trial. And I'm rising up to the top of a mountain. Amen. All things are passing away. Come on, my mind is being renewed. On my walk, I'm getting stronger. Why? Because we shifted. It's not going to get worse for the church. The system is going to be rattled. The systems of this world are going to be shaken to the core. That's why Christ has to be formed in us. Are you hearing? Because none of you is going to be able to stand. Your flesh won't be able to stand. Your natural carnal man will not be able to stand. It's the Christ in you that will be able to stand and to finish strong. So our dependence more and more has to come upon Christ. Not your own effort, not your own strength, not your own words. Jesus didn't do his will. He did his Father's will. He didn't speak his own words. He spoke his Father's words. And he defeated every force of hell. We're called to do the same. So decree is a formal and authoritative order having the force of a law, one of the eternal purposes of God by which events are foreordained. Now, a decree, let me add something to that if you're writing. It has the connotation of a royal edict or something declared as law by a king. I'll say that again for you that are writing. A decree has the connotation of a royal edict or something declared as law by a king. How many know Jesus is the King of Kings? He is the King of Kings. Now, I'm bring this into a context or into a perspective for you. He's not just the king of all the kings or so-called kings that have ruled in the earth. We, you and I, are called to be kings and priests. In the book of Revelation, you read that. We are a royal priesthood. We are called, tell someone, I'm called to be a king. We got it? We're called to be king. Now, a decree is a royal edict. It's, as it were, a law in the mouth of a king. If we are called to be kings, then when we decree a thing, come on. We got to change some images in some of your minds because you're still seeing yourself, let me say it this way, south of the cross. See, around this time, people, you know, they put nothing wrong with it, really, but they put Jesus back in the manger. And that's all they know. It is the little baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and the cross and the crucifixion. But, yeah, that's all wonderful. That won our salvation. That's redeemed us. But there's a Christ that is on the other side of the grave. Come on, the resurrected Christ.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 6 of Transformation, the Decree of Destiny. You are set on a course of destiny. Do not hide, run, or back up. Stand still. Don't give up territory. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. He is with you. Do not waste time on things that don't pertain to your purpose. Use your imagination to see your future. When you receive a prophetic promise, God has issued a decree. He has already charted a course to bring it to pass.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.